fierce and fearless. Here's Steve Gruber.
I've talked to a couple of people I know that have seen the movie Unplanned. And Unplanned comes at a time that is, I think, critical in this debate over abortion and abortion rights. Unplanned is a movie about a former director of a Planned Parenthood facility. Abby Johnson is her name. And as you know, pro-abortion forces in places like Virginia, New York, Illinois, Vermont want abortion on demand. They want elective abortions. Anytime, any reason, doesn't matter. Full gestation doesn't matter. For some, they say, like Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, even after the child is born, you can make a decision about what to do next. It's appalling, yes. Absolutely appalling. And I wanted you to get a sample of Abby Johnson, the real Abby Johnson. Of course, the movie has done very well, more than double what is expected at the box office. My friends who have seen it said, you must see this. And I said, you know, it's going to be a bit uncomfortable to see this movie. They said, you have to see it. So I will. Ivy and I are going to see the movie, as unsettling as it may be. But I wanted you this morning to hear a little bit from the real Abby Johnson, a woman who worked 8 years. 8 years as a director for Planned Parenthood. Said she was brought in, bought it all. Believes she was involved with somewhere around 22,000 abortions during her time. And the subject of this new movie, Unplanned. And she says there are many things said about abortion that simply are, well, they're just not true. First of all, the conversation that goes on between a woman and her doctor. She says that's something that is just not true. It's bite number 9. This is the real Abby Johnson. Bite 9, go.
The doctor comes in who, by the way, has no conversation with the woman before the abortion. The fact that many people say abortion should be a decision made between a woman and her doctor is laughable. There is never a time where the abortion doctor goes in, sits down with the woman, and goes over risk, alternatives, and benefits to abortion. It does not happen.
It does not happen. Isn't that fascinating? Because you hear all of these people like, Governor Cuomo of New York, this is a decision between a woman and her doctor, a woman, and you hear Beto O'Rourke, this is a decision for a woman to make. Well, I wonder what the decision would be for many people if it came down to actually understanding what was happening. Abby Johnson was called to the back room to assist on a 13-week-old fetus, and she watched what happened as that fetus struggled and fought at 13 weeks, and she only saw it on a scan. She didn't see it, obviously, but she saw it in a scan there, you know, as they were watching it. But what does happen is graphic, she says, brutal and barbaric. It is the ending of a human life, and it happens 1,000 times a day. The truth can be hard to hear, but you need to know what really happens. Here's Bite 10 with Abby Johnson.
That glass jar is going to go into a lab called the POC lab. POC in the medical community stands for products of conception. The products of conception is, of course, the baby. But you can't say baby inside of the abortion clinic. So we said POC or POC, or if the staff was feeling funny, they would say that it stood for parts of children. After all the parts were accounted for, the POC lab technician would dump everything out into a glass baking dish that sat on top of an X-ray light box, and she would reassemble the parts of the baby. Please understand me, I'm talking about first trimester abortion. Yes, there are parts. Yes, they must be reassembled. The baby is fully formed. Every internal organ is formed by 12 weeks gestation. So yes, there are parts.
First trimester abortion at 12 weeks. The people on the left are talking about abortions in the third trimester at 22 weeks, 30 weeks. 35 weeks, and yes, even 40 weeks of gestation. What are your thoughts about this? 888-900-9966. It's the Common Sense Hotline. Ed is checking in from Ypsilanti today, listening to Wham! 1600. Ed, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. First off, I was part of the GoFundMe for Gosnell. And even then, I didn't want to go see Gosnell at premiere night because I was afraid of being bummed out by an abortion movie. I'm so glad I went to see that movie. It's so uplifting. And I felt the same way about Unplanned. I'd heard all the Abby Johnson interviews, and I thought, what else could I learn about this by watching this movie? But I'll go and support it. I got to tell you, great movie. So glad I went. I saw so much more in that movie than I heard in all the interviews with her that I'd heard. It's uplifting. Don't be afraid of going to see that movie for fear of being bummed out by it. You know what I mean?
Sure. All right. Great comment. Great to have you here, Ed. Thank you for checking in. Let's go to Mike checking in from Boyne City, the northern reaches of my solitude up there. Mike, what's on your mind?
You know, they keep talking about the woman making the choice, you know, my body, my choice. They never mention the father. And I can speak from personal experience on this. I was never asked. Remember, that's my son or daughter they want to slaughter.
That's right. They never ask. The man does never gets a part of that conversation. Mike, thank you for sharing. Greatly appreciated. Mike checking in from Boyne City. The Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You can also go to stevegruber.com and drop us a note that way. We try to go to the mailbag often. Gruber.com will go to the mailbag often. But so the advice is to go see the movie Unplanned. We will do that. Because we need to, and it's been a tough week here time-wise, but we're going to get to it this weekend. It's getting wider release. It did more than double what it's expected to do at the box office. So it's a big hit, is Unplanned, if you want to call it a movie about abortion, a big hit, but it is. And the interviews with Abby Johnson, if you've got a little bit of time, go to YouTube. Listen to the things that she has to say. It is startling. It is sobering. It is life-changing, potentially. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.